Good morning and welcome to Brian and Rachel's Midterm Podcast. This week, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame released their list of nominees for the 2017 induction ceremony. The list ranges from bands I thought were in there already, such as Yes, to obvious choices like the newly eligible Pearl Jam. But what's interesting is that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum was founded to enshrine and showcase the best known and most influential artists, etc., who made major contributions to rock and roll. The list of inductees is definitely a who's who of rock and roll, but it skews heavily toward a white male audience and white male acts from the USA or the UK. It has a diversity problem. Out of the 19 nominees for the 2017 induction, 13 are from the USA, 4 are from the UK, 1 is from Germany, and 1 is a band that is half Canadian, half American, but still full of white men. This is ridiculous and silly because the rock and roll world is so much larger than the Hall of Fame would have you believe. For example, Japan has the second largest music market in the world, but I'm willing to bet that 90% of the people I ask wouldn't be able to name a single Japanese rock band, much less have any interest in listening to one. We're going to look at why that might be.
After looking at some countries and languages, we decided to look at Japan because, like Rachel mentioned before, it's the second largest music market in the world. Because it's the second largest, the popular excuse is now well known won't be used or applied in this conversation. So going back to the topic, one reason why Japanese music might not be popular in America is because of the obvious language barrier. Japanese and English are like the sun and the moon. The grammar rules are different, the words are different, and one uses characters while the other uses letters. Because of this, America won't be able to identify what's going on when a Japanese song plays. For one example, you can see in the Panda rap song, Anching to 400. First, we'll listen to the Panda rap song that was popular in America. Panda, 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 panda. I got broads in Atlanta, just a dolly in the family, credit cards in the scammers, hitting the licks in the banner, legacies, family, wait and see, look like a panda, going out like a Montana, honey killers on the helmets, legacies, family, wait and see, panda, pocket swoop. Danny, selling ball, candy. Man on the macho like Randy. The chopper go out to for granted. This nigga bullet your bandit. Hope you killers understand it. I got broads in Atlanta. Twisted or they in the family. Credit cards in the scammers. Hitting the licks in the van. Legacy, family. Way is he? Look like a panda. Going out like a Montana. Honey killers on the hammers. Legacy, family. Way is he? Panic. Package for. When I first heard this song, I didn't like it at all. The lyrics make no sense and it just sounds like gibberish to me. But I was able to identify some words, and because of this, I was able to understand it better than our next song, 400 Japanese. Just sounds better, honestly. However, if the average American listened to both of these songs, they'll most likely be more attracted to the Panda song because they can understand it better. However, besides language barriers, there's something bigger in play here, culture.
Of course, American culture and Japanese culture are very different. We have different ideas of what's considered polite, what's considered taboo, etc. We focus on different things. But some themes are universal, such as love. That's a thing that exists in every culture, in every art form, especially music. Even a rather simple and boring song, like the theme from the movie Titanic, can reach worldwide fame because it's about lost love and finding the strength to go on, which is a pretty common experience, even if you take out the giant boat and iceberg. If we accept that lost love is a theme that most people can relate to, why wouldn't a song like Miyuki Ishikawa's Love Story catch the American imagination? Mm-hmm. It's just as pretty and actually less terrible than the Titanic theme song, but perhaps it suffers because it didn't have a giant movie to attach itself to. In the video, she's a very pretty lady in a very pretty scenery singing about a lost love. Granted, the lyrics are in Japanese, which bumps up against the language barrier we mentioned before, but it's interesting and a little sad that more English-speaking people don't seek out music in other languages simply because they can't or won't understand the words.
This leads up to probably our most controversial reason. Americans don't care about other countries' music. Even if the song being shown to them is half English, like one OK Rock song, Cry Out, it's still not enough to attract international fame inside this country. For heaven's sakes, the band's song sounds similar to Green Day's Breeding Song. Let's play one OK Rock song first. Like stated before, the Cry Out song has English words in it, and it clearly has a rock thing going for it. Now let's look at Green Day's song. Am I bleeding? Am I bleeding from the storm? Just shine a light into the wreckage so far away, away. Cause I'm still breathing. Cause I'm still breathing on my own. My head's above. As you can see, the genre of this song is similar to the genre of music that 1 OK Rock made with their song Cry Out. So what does this tell us? That even if a Japanese song has English lyrics to attract pure English speakers, even if it has a genre similar to the American band's play, it's still not enough to be a hit in this country. Americans won't bother giving the song a chance. They don't care.
The thing is, we live in an increasingly tiny world. We're all very connected through the internet, through travel, just through our phones even. And it seems silly to me that we don't listen to music or consume art from other cultures as much as maybe we should. If America is a great melting pot, then we need to add some more ingredients to this. So listen to songs outside your comfort zone. Listen to songs from countries you maybe can't find on a map. You might be surprised.